change the Good Day program or the Best Day program, Jennifer, to the Real Estate Investment Hour. How about that? We can get on to stations. I heard a guy in Los Angeles on Saturday. I was there. You and your father and I were talking about it. What's his name? Ron Michael?
Good show. No,
Ken
no,
Michael?
Not Ron
Ken
Michael. And now, spend often.
Crackpot. Oh, okay. We're into the, remember that commercial for AutoZone? You're in the zone.
Yeah.
The AutoZone. Well, you're in the zone, the fun zone, the Good Day program. Good morning, America.
Good morning. Good
morning, Jennifer. We have people in the news. Start off our consideration of what's the day going to be like today. Lindsay Lohan was in court last week. She had a sweet gesture, but it turned into sort of a mess. According to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, after successfully arriving to complete the first day of her 32 hours of community service that she's required to do before, I think, next Wednesday, she brought cupcakes in for her fellow laborers.
Now, I thought someone had them delivered. Did I misunderstand?
Oh, well, they delivered? Maybe.
Who wants to eat cupcakes when you're dealing with dead bodies in any case? That's just weird.
A spokesman for the coroner's office said the delivery man from the Magnolia Bakery, which is a, remember that Sex and the City? It was in Sex and the City, wasn't it? Showed up at the morgue with 36 cupcakes, but officials turned him away because community workers, service workers, are not there to accept food.
Yes, because, ew, that's disgusting.
And she was told, these tactics will not be tolerated. The story her rep gave to ABC News, this is her rep now, her PR person. She bought everybody lunch today because she felt badly about the misunderstanding yesterday. there was no lunch served, apparently, yesterday. She was unable to perform her community service because she couldn't figure out how to get into the morgue. Right?
She couldn't figure out how to get in?
Yeah, right.
Usually the problem is trying to get out.
we laugh about it, but it's pretty sad, actually. And the reality of human existence is pretty sad. Okay, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Apparently Ashton
Kutcher. Reunited
and
it feels so good, apparently.
Well, he hasn't got his wedding ring on.
No.
People have
and
noticed
they moved
that.
Out of the house that
yeah, right.
they shared. Both of them have moved out. But I heard, my sources told me that she showed up yesterday to the set of Two and a Half Men.
Really? She showed up? Your sources?
My sources tell me. I know.
Who's that? Mario? What's his? Rubio? What's the guy's name that's on that show? What's that?
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
You know, the one that I almost killed in the door in New York.
Yeah.
He's the one I almost killed in one of those rotating round doors. Yes.
So, let's see here. He's 33. Demi Moore is 48. They have not commented after rumors began to swirl that he cheated on her. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
In the video that is out now, Kushner, is that how you pronounce it? It's Kutcher.
Kutcher.
Talks about the status of the truth in the media. He's got a posting on the site Chime. Have you been there?
I haven't, but I do know on Twitter that he, and I've noticed this, his tweets used to be always denying what the media would say, and now he strictly is commenting on Watch Two and a Half Men, don't forget the episodes up on Hulu. He's really taken a break from denying all the stuff that he used to do on Twitter. I have a feeling they haven't been together in a while, so I don't even know if you can call what he did cheating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's an old saying he says, Kutcher says, where a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth can leave somebody's lips. So, anyway, you had just suggested that they've stopped posting. There's a new movie that Demi Moore is out promoting called Another Happy Day. She, let's see, she has a character she plays a woman named Patty, a mom who marries the ex-husband of her daughter.
Okay, wait. A mom who marries the ex-husband of her daughter. That's gross. Ew. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
But she's almost as gross as Cupcake at the morgue.
She's pretty nasty. Apparently, her character in the movie is pretty nasty.
Apparently.
All right, the real gossip that you want to talk about is Prince Harry and his girlfriend, who apparently has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend isn't Prince Harry.
No.
What do you know about all of that?
But yeah, I'm sorry, deal breaker for women.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship and a prince comes along and starts flirting with you, you have every right to flirt right back at the prince.
Really?
Yeah, that's
you're that
like
kind
this.
Of girl, huh? You're you that how, shallow.
Yes. You know how couples have the list of, you know, you have a free pass if you ever meet George Clooney, and
right.
I have a free pass if I ever meet Jennifer Aniston, you know, that
right.
kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
This is the free pass for any woman. It's just, it's a rule. If a prince flirts with you, no matter what you're doing, you can flirt back.
Right. Well, he's doing
yeah.
more than flirting, apparently. Kissing,
yes.
hugging,
mm-hmm.
went to a hotel.
Ooh.
Over the weekend. He's stationed at a base that's not far from San Diego.
An undisclosed location.
He was at the Andaz, is that the name of it? Andaz Hotel in San Diego with his 26-year-old cocktail waitress named Jessica Donaldson.
Why are, and, you know, Ashton cheated with a Jessica. Maybe Jessicas are the new Lolitas.
Jessica Wabbit?
Jessica Wabbit?
Jessica Wabbit.
Well, I think I mentioned to you yesterday, the royal family was really worried about Harry coming to America because there was no supervision for him here. So they upped his security, not to protect him, but to keep him out of trouble because he's notorious, you know, for enjoying himself late at night in the wee hours.
People are so funny.
I know.
All right,
I mean, he's 27 and he's single. Let him go out and have a good time. He's not doing anything wrong.
Move it up. No, not at all. It's so judgmental. And the news media or the gossip media, and maybe they're the same, one and the same anymore, they kind of inflate all of this stuff. And it gets to the point of being actually silly when you get right down to it. Don't you think it's silly?
It is.
Silly stuff.
But I have to say that if there were going to be a prince flirting with me, I'd want it to be him because I think he's much cuter than the other one.
Yeah, he's losing his hair, though, isn't he?
Well, William's already his hair's already gone. Harry's got at least a full head right now.
Has he?
That's the one that they think Diana has a different daddy. The rumor is that Prince Charles isn't Harry's real dad.
Hmm. Who would be that real dad?
He looks just like the lady that Diana was, or the man that Diana was linked to years ago.
Ah, the refrigerator salesman.
Yes, the milkman at Buckingham Palace.
Steve Jobs. And the latest from the revelations coming out about him, we're talking about people here, and I have a 2020 news quiz about a fellow who's becoming prominent again in the news, was a few years ago. I give you that name to consider. Speaking of consideration, consider the folks at CC Radio and what they have put together. Mr. Crane and his family have developed simple, high-performance radios. The EP radio, one of the many, has a lighted needle, has dial tuning, has their patented twin-coil ferrite antenna, which is built in. It is amazing how well you can get AM reception. You know, those of you who listen to this program, and we have, 25 FM stations, but for the most part, a couple of hundred AM stations carry this program. And you know as well as I do, people get extraordinarily frustrated at the quality of AM radio. And if you want to listen to good radio programs that are only on AM, or you sometimes you feel like you're forced to go find those shows on the Internet because you can't hear them well, here is the solution to that problem. This FM, AM, AM, FM radio, because they're both great, the EP, has a large speaker, has voice tone control. Every single word that comes out of the mouths of every single one of your favorite hosts, you will hear clearly. It comes with a built-in carry handle. It's very easy to carry around with you. Has just four D-size batteries. It's portable. Comes with an AC power cord. One of the reasons these radios are so popular is because they have batteries and you can use them in case of emergency. And there are plenty of examples of how we've needed that sort of thing in the last year, for sure. This is high performance with simplicity, the EP radio. It brings the joy of listening back to radio. So why don't you call C. Crane right now, order your CC Radio EP. It's only $79.95, and with it comes a free LED flashlight that comes with every order from the folks at C. Crane. Here's the number, 800-522-8863. Get on board now. Great time to get some of the ideas. Look at the catalog. Go online to ccradio.com and look at all of the great radios that they have there. These are amazing radios, and you'll love getting maybe one or two or three or four as gifts for Christmas. Inexpensive, and they're sure great. It is an inspiration to have these radios around. Really, it's very cool. 800-522-8863 or online at ccradio.com.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Rich, you guys get down to that.
What?
You watch those videos, don't you?
I watch Entertainment Tonight just to see Ricky Martin oiled up doing push-ups with one of his friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see you, actually. That's what I really want to see.
Yeah. The only kind of oil you'll see on me is motor oil.
Yeah, you and Edgar all bust there on the farm.
Right, exactly.
Now, could you help me with this tractor?
Hand me that big wrench, Edgar.
Check out everybody else's tools in their toolbox.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's fine if that's who you are.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have many gay friends.
My father's gay.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Hey, another Sarah Palin documentary is coming out. No, the man who made, did you hear this? The man who made the documentary Biggie and Tupac has released a new film about Sarah Palin. Yeah, apparently the Palin documentary is similar to the Biggie and Tupac documentary, but with more guns this time.
And beginning this week, in the state of Arizona, customers in Arizona can carry guns into bars and restaurants that serve alcohol. Well, what could go wrong there? Oh, really? Seems like a well-thought-out plan. Now, lawmakers say they're confident that being allowed to carry guns in places that serve alcohol will quell robberies, holdups, and hopefully stop karaoke. So maybe if it does that.
Two Los Angeles-based comedians. And you'll be shocked, Jennifer, because you're based in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I can say
and I consider
I'm not
myself a comedian.
Yes, of course.
Okay, not really.
There is a story today from LAX, my most favorite airport. That a loaded handgun fell out of a bag that had been checked been cleared by your friends and mine at the Total Service Agency. No, wait a minute. The Total Screw-Up Agency, the TSA, it fell. This was being loaded.
Carry-on or?
No. This was being loaded onto the airplane at LAX.
Uh-huh.
It is legal to carry an unloaded firearm in checked luggage. As long as passengers notify the airline.
Right,
however,
you have to declare it, yes.
Right. This is a 38 caliber handgun tumbled out of a duffel bag. It was being loaded on an Alaska Airlines flight to Portland. The gun owner, whose name has not been released, was questioned by police. And then when they took the gun away from him, he was allowed to get on the plane. The bag was then screened for explosives. So there we go. That's the story from LAX. The fellas at the Total Screw-Up Agency doing their best, once again, to make your trip
good work team.
Safe and secure. All right, you ready for our 2020 news quiz?
Yes, ready.
All right, here we go. I would like you to identify this man and tell us why he's in the news. His name is Samuel Wurlsbacher. Samuel.
Because he has a weird name.
Well, he does have a weird name. 800-510-8255. Who is this guy, and why is he in the news again?
Did he make the world's Mr. Piano?
Wurlsbacher Piano.
The Wurlsbacher Piano.
Wurlsbacher Piano.
It's a few keys short.
Uh-huh. This guy's name is Samuel Wurzel. That's a better way to pronounce it. Wurzel.
Wurzel, okay.
Wurlsbacher. All right?
Wurlsbacher.
Samuel Wurlsbacher. Why do you even say that? That's enough to chuckle right just there.
Orzelbacher.
Chuckle material.
It's either a piano or a sausage. I don't know which one.
Yeah. Can't speak to the man's personal problems, but whatever it is, we want to know who Samuel Orzelbacher is and why he's in the news. All right, we have swell prizes, and you can get one of them at 800-510-8255 if you tell us about Samuel Orzelbacher. All right, you got that? Samuel Orzelbacher. Story also from Crime and Punishment today. An 87-year-old man arraigned yesterday in Indiana on drug charges. Apparently, he had 228 pounds of cocaine in his car. He was caught at a traffic stop.
So
87 years old. 228 pounds of cocaine. Good for you, sir.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Renting a car can be as confusing as airline travel, but here are a few resources to help make the rental process easier. One site is called rentalcarmagic.com. You submit your request, and their team searches out the best price among listed rates and special deals. The best rate I found by calling the rental car company directly was $400. But through a particular deal at Alamo, the guys at rentalcarmagic.com came back with a quote of $237. Now, that service comes at a cost, but I still save money. Now, rental car companies are just as notorious as airlines for nickel and diming. TruePrice.net calculates all those fees and extra costs. Once you click all the features that apply to you, TruePrice searches through 9 car rental companies at 50 airports and generates side-by-side comparisons. And last but not least, I still like Priceline. Its Name Your Own Price app allows users to negotiate the price and book a rental up to 30 minutes before actually picking up the car. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations. The coverage may not be available in all states.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. We protect us. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks? See if there is strength in numbers. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks, but we protect us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's most powerful way to start your day, engage your mind, help yourself through the day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I say that, give myself accolades, because I believe in solutions. And the solution to not thinking well about yourself is to speak well about yourself. So here
you're
we are.
Like Jeopardy, except different.
How are we
they
like?
Deal, well, they deal in answers and you deal in solutions.
Right. Solutions.
Right?
We like solutions. All right. I have some good news. And this is the solution to a problem, a serious problem, actually.
I need it.
I think that it is good news that the last of our most powerful nuclear bombs, a weapon that is hundreds of times stronger than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, is being disassembled, taken apart. It has been around for 50 years. The final components of the B-53 bomb broken down today at the Pantex plant near Amarillo, Texas. It's the only place where they put them together and take them apart, the nuclear weapons. The complete dismantling is a year ahead of schedule, according to the Energy and Nuclear Security Administration. The number of nuclear weapons down at one point in time. Don't you remember during the Cold War, the discussion was about the 10,000 nuclear bombs we had, enough to blow the planet from here to the sun.
Right, which always makes you feel happy.
Oh, yeah, that's very secure. So anyway, this bomb is 600 times more powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima.
So who's the guy that's taking it apart? Because if I ever need brain surgery, I want him to do it.
Right. Yeah. They don't tell you how many bombs they have disassembled there, but there was a stockpile brought in 1997, and they've been taking them apart since then. 300 pounds of explosives inside and special nuclear material, all that has to come apart and then be handled.
How would you like to find out that this building that they're doing this in is just down the street from you?
Yeah, it'd be cool, huh? Welcome to our neighborhood.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, but that's good news. They're taking the bombs apart. We need to be talking less. Somebody earlier today on the countdown is listening to some congressman or... No, you know who it was? It was Ron Paul. And then some people commenting that he was right. We have to stop talking about war so much. We got to figure out. And by the way, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com sort of underscores that. This is one of the most interesting. I told you about this yesterday, I think, Rishi, and I sent a copy of it to you and Jennifer.
I watched it.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
It was interesting. I have to admit, I walked away a couple times, but I came back, but it was interesting.
You need to focus
on
it.
You need to watch and...
10 minutes of audio and video that it will... This is
what from... Is it? What's the premise?
So tell your boss not to call you when you're watching it.
This fellow, Jeremy Rifkin, is a he's been a political advisor. He's sort of a social. With raccoon too, maybe not the right word. He's a prophet in a sense. He's an ethicist. He has investigated the evolution of our being, and he has put together a most interesting presentation. I first saw it and I thought, my God, this is really not only is it clever the way it's presented,
the empathetic civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What is it that has shaped us and our society? Back to one of the
it
things
starts
he says.
With monkeys, basically.
Well, he says the Bible got it right, which I find interesting. It's one of the quotes from it that I remember having seen it first on Saturday. But spend a few minutes with this and learn more about yourself. That's the best way I can. It's so compelling.
Now this looks very interesting. Here's 10 seconds of it.
Let me take you back to the early 1990s. Sleepy little laboratory in Parma, Italy. And scientists had a MRI brain scanning machine on a macaque monkey as the macaque monkey was trying to open up a nut. They wanted to see how the neurons would light up. So the monkey's trying to open up the nut. The neurons light up. And just by serendipity, and this is how science sometimes happens, a human being walked into the laboratory. I don't know if it was by mistake. And he was hungry. He saw the nuts and opened up one of the nuts and tried to crack it open. The macaque monkey was totally shocked because who was this invader in his laboratory? And he didn't move. He just gazed at this human trying to open up the nut, just like he had done a few seconds earlier. And then the scientist looked on the MRI brain scanner. The same exact neurons were lighting up when he observed the human being opening the nut as when the monkey opened the nut. And the scientists had not a clue as to what this was. They thought the MRI machine had broken.
Hey, there's a lot more that's scientific kind of gobbledygooky stuff, but this very compelling audio and the way again it's presented, the video is I don't know, startling. Right? It's just so
I
clever.
I love this kind of stuff.
It's clever.
Yeah,
very clever. So I said to Michael, who I have respect for. Michael is the person that's answering the phones, and he monitors what we're doing when Richie's not around.
He's a smart guy. He just pretends he's not.
Well, I mean, right. Yeah, I suppose. But you know what? I wondered about what he said as being reflective of what a lot of people think. 10 minutes? I'm going to give you 10 minutes of my time? Boy, yeah. This better be good.
Right.
And interestingly
tell
enough.
The lady's from China at the end, and he'll watch the whole thing.
All right. It's the 20 before the hour, so we have to get to our 2020 news quiz question. The identity of Samuel Wurzelbacher.
Yes, in question. And he's not the creator of a piano or a sausage.
Oh, Sammy.
800-510-8255. Brian in Illinois, have I spoken to you before?
You have.
I have. All right, so hold on just a second. Let me see if I can find somebody that I haven't spoken to.
Hey, Brian, next time he asks you if I've spoken to you before, just lie and say no.
John, have I spoken to you before?
Well, I should say no, but you have. So.
I have. How long ago? Hold on a second. How long ago did I speak to you?
Oh, it's been at least 2 years ago.
You're doing this
all wrong, Dougie.
Hold on
Tate,
a second. Wait
Brian, what are those two? Brian,
how long ago was it that I spoke to you?
It's been about 2 years.
Okay, here's how we're going to play. Are you ready? Let's get them both on the line.
All right, here we go.
Get them both on the line, Dougie, and whoever buzzes in first after you ask the question gets to answer.
All right, then you can use the just go, all right, for the
no,
buzzer.
You have to say your name.
Good idea. You want them to say their name?
Yeah, we can't recognize their aunts.
All right, so we're going to give both of you a chance to answer this question. The question is, I'm just going to give you the name, and you then work your magic. Who is Samuel Wurzelbacher?
Brian.
Brian, go ahead.
It's Joe the Plumber.
It is Joe the Plumber.
Wow.
Joe the Plumber. So what's the news? See, we're going to have both people are going to get prizes. So, John. What's he doing? Why is he in the news?
Oh, I know why he was in the news, but I don't know about now.
So you mean you remember his name from 4 years ago? You're kidding.
He's running for office.
Yeah.
Really?
He's running
God.
For office.
God, Jennifer. Brian knows the answer.
He's running for Congress in Ohio.
That's true. He is.
Oh, did that just come to you?
Clever dinner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he is. He's running for Congress in Toledo. So he This guy was perhaps one of the most, at least Joe the Plumber's name. This guy's name, real name, wasn't that much of a household name, but Joe the Plumber sure was. And do you remember why, Brian or John? What was his role in the election situation, the reality, if you will, in 2008?
Well, he was questioning then candidate Senator Obama about a small business tax plan he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was videotaped doing that and became a common icon for small business America.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was wrong. I said the Toledo area. I think he originally was from Toledo, but he's running in a district they have redistricted, and the gerrymandering that's gone on is pretty interesting. The seat's now held by Marcy Kaptur, who is the longest-serving Democratic woman in the House. She's being challenged in the primary by Dennis Kucinich, whose congressional map combined the two districts into one. And he's a Republican, Joe the Plumber is, and it's a big Democratic thing. He's not going to win, but it'll be interesting. He's written a book, interestingly enough, and he's raised a lot of money to help wounded soldiers, travel around the country speaking a lot of Tea Party rallies. But interesting fellow, to be sure. So whether he wins or not, it remains to be seen. I think more colorful people need to get into it. I happen to like Dennis Kucinich a lot. I never have thought much of Marcy Kaptur. She's kind of a dull, dolty kind of, yeah. But Kucinich is a colorful character. And I think if, in fact, Wurzelberger or Bacher can become the candidate that he challenges, it'd be a very interesting race to watch. It'd just be interesting. And that's what we want, a little color. Right? Guys, you ready for a little color?
We're ready.
I love color.
Hold on a second. We're going to send you both pictures of each other. That'd be a lot of fun. Okay. So I started the hour saying we were going to talk a little about Steve Jobs and some more things that are coming out about him. And I promise we'll do that in just a moment here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Auto pioneer Henry Ford once asked, "Why is it that I always get the whole person when all I really want is a pair of hands?" By that, I think what Ford was really saying is that relationships are messy. But the reality is that when you lead someone, you always get the whole person, including their dysfunctions, home life, health issues, and quirks. Good leaders understand that the heart of leadership is dealing with people and working with the good, the bad, and the ugly in those they lead. They are able to see people's flaws, tell them difficult truths, do it in a spirit of kindness and grace. They don't avoid problems, they solve them. They work to make the lives of others better. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title.
In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of people are very interested in this book about Steve Jobs. And the I don't think it's actually on the stands yet, is it? Is the
no.
book? You can't buy it
no,
yet?
No, I don't think so.
But there is a lot of major media focusing, including the Sunday interview with Walter Isaacson, who's the author of this book. And in the there's a Time magazine piece also out this week. One of the interesting things about Steve Jobs is that comes out of this is that he did not want to have an off switch on any of the Apple devices.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yes.
How did you know that?
Well, I mean, I saw it in the interview.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that he, you know, I mean, you think about it, okay. But and it's funny, I asked you, Richie, the other day, because I had
just yesterday.
I couldn't figure out how to
turn that off.
How do you turn it off?
Yeah. It's not easy to find the off switch. So it's really... Now, the Apple stock has done fairly well, right?
Yeah, it's
holding up.
They had a little glitch the other day when they didn't meet their earnings that they thought they were going to meet. So it dipped a little bit, but it's back up.
Yeah. People are talking about the fact that he didn't think rules applied to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely a different thinker, no question about that. He didn't like being rich, or at least being conspicuous. I think he liked being rich, but he didn't like being
He lived in quote-unquote, normal neighborhood. He didn't live. He said, I saw all these people get filthy rich after we went public, and they changed.
Yeah.
He goes, I didn't want to change. Yeah,
yeah.
I stayed in my house. I didn't, I wanted my kids to be able to walk down the sidewalk and have friends next door and stuff.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of stock, Netflix, which lost 800,000 subscribers last month.
It's hell not to run a business.
800. Yep. Their stock was up yesterday.
Yeah.
Look at the stock.
Really?
Yeah. So how do you figure that? How do you put that two and two together and come up with four or
Maybe
more?
They have good recovery plans.
I don't know. The CEO described the third quarter as tough. Really, you moron?
Understatement of the
how
year.
How to screw up a company that has it all. But again, the fact that they're up, their stock is up, it's, I guess it tells you something.
He did come out and just honestly say, we screwed up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're going to fix this.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, he was honest, and maybe that got a little somewhere with the customers.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope that's the case. 51 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm streaming live video and gotta get some better lighting here, Richie, so my form and shape looks better.
That's right.
You do that, right? All right, Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden is here, and our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain, is here. Would you like to know how to take and edit notes easily with your smartphone? We're talking about how he liked to, I think yesterday he was talking about how he liked to take notes on real paper.
Yes.
And then that has changed somewhat. All right, so we'll get the how to do it story, how to take notes, edit notes easily. Alex explains to those of us who are members of that elite squad known as Duh in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
I told you yesterday that I attended a conference last week and recorded all of the sessions. What did I use? My iPad and an app called Audio Memos 2. It's brilliant. Audio Memos 2 is 99 cents to download and then another $10 to buy all of the in-app options, which are a must in my opinion, so buy them all. What does this offer besides recording? First, it lets you edit your recordings into smaller clips. Get it down to the important parts. Then you can email them or upload them to a server like Dropbox or iCloud. Next, the app lets you enter bookmarks as you listen, so you can quickly go back and listen to the part of the program that was particularly relevant when you're reviewing. You can also take photos with your iPad of slides or visuals, and then they're saved and connected to the exact place in the audio when you took the picture. Audio Memos 2 is the best audio recording app for the iPad and iPhone. And again, it works on both. I'm Alex Goldfain.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have.
have feet.
There's a new gizmo called CarMD, as long as we're talking about gadgets and technology. CarMD will tell you anything you want to know about your car. You plug in the data link connector, which is what they plug into when they're trying to analyze. If you go to a garage and you see this box, they move it up, they wheel it up to the car, and they stick it in to this plug. What they've done, they've just got a big version of this gadget. It'll tell you what's wrong with your car or your truck. In my case, I have diesels in my trucks, and they've all been running badly. So I had one of them.
It can tell you
analyzed.
Certain codes that are going on.
Yeah, the codes come up. And what's the problem? We have water in our fuel. We've got a bad batch of fuel.
Right.
So we got water. All right. So anyway, CarMD runs a diagnostic on your car's problems, and, Richie, it offers you ideas for solutions. You can generate a vehicle health report. You can view if there's a recall against what's maybe wrong with your car. It gives you the cost of the parts to fix whatever the problem may be. So if you go to CarMD, actually you can put a zip code into this thing, and it's only $119. If you put the zip code in it, it'll tell you where the nearest place is to go get the car fixed.
I mean, it doesn't give you all of the features that your mechanic's computer will do. I mean, his goes a little bit more in depth, but just on the basic stuff, it could give you a little tip so that when you walk into the mechanic to have it fixed, or if you can fix it yourself, you're a step ahead.
All right, so here's another one. There's a drivesafe.ly app. Drivesafe.ly.
Mm-hmm.
It reads your texts as you're driving.
Oh.
So you don't need. But how does it send a text back again?
There are.
You can use your voice activated text.
Right. There's lots of voice activated text.
And it's
things.
Funny because you can actually text people dirty words, and then the thing has to read it. It's great.
Really?
You're a blankety blank blank blanker.
So the address on that is drivesafe.ly.
Yeah.
That's free, apparently.
I'm going to go get the new iPhone this week with Siri in it. That Siri thing is that's the personal assistant. It does the texts for you and reads them for you. Huh. It's my friend was playing with it. It's really pretty cool.
So can I get rid of Bob?
Yeah. Yeah. And this one has a sexier voice than Bob.
Yeah. Good. All right. Bob's done. Finish him off.
See you, Bob.
59 past the hour on Good Day.